Hey fam, this is Hector Mirai, and you're listening to Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So recently I finally broke down and got Baldur's Gate 3 because I wanted something kind of in-depth to play and peer pressure for the most part. But as I started playing it, I had to learn pretty quickly this wasn't the type of game I normally play. And in a lot of ways, it was a bit of an adjustment. And pretty early on, I found myself at a point in story where I needed to go into a dungeon, I guess. And it was me and one other character. And I promptly got mollywopped. Just absolutely decimated. And it happened repeatedly. And I got pretty discouraged by it. And what I didn't realize is that if I had actually just looked around a little bit more on my way into the dungeon, there's a whole other teammate literally on the path that I just walked by and didn't bother to approach. And I could have had more help, even more so just a little further up the hill from where the dungeon started. There was another teammate waiting that if I'd rescued them, I could have approached the challenge with a lot more backup. And I didn't take the time to actually find help and companionship. I just went in by myself and thought, you know, I can get through it on my own. And lesson learned, for real. And it's just something I think we also really need to take heart to for our lives, because I feel like we go through so much alone because we don't want to make the effort to actually add people to our party. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 says, two people are better than one, for they can help each other succeed. Verse 10 says, if one person falls, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble. And then verse 12 says, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. I want to encourage you, take the time to find the people in your life that are actually going to be encouraging and backing you up. Because I'm pretty sure that you're like me and like this game, and that you've gone through some things that were harder than they needed to be because you didn't take the time to actually get some help, get some assistance, and to bring people along with you on your journey. If you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head on over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcast, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.